Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah karim wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Sallallahu ta'ala an yazidna 'ilman nafi'an wa fiqhan tayyiban wa 'amalan mutaqabbalan wa an yanfa'ana bima 'allamana wa 'allimna ma yanfa'una wa zidna 'ilman katiran wa hikma. Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi sallam. Amma ba'd. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, I welcome you to today's daras, which is going to be the first in the lesson on the sad. The sad is a letter of the tip of the tongue, which is pronounced from the tip of the tongue and what is in between the top and bottom front incisor teeth. The sad is a letter that is pronounced with a thick sound, mufakham, or isti'ala, meaning that the back of the tongue is raised and the sides of the mouth are kept closer together and it has an O sound to it. So, for example, the seen is pronounced with a smile like the word sat, and the sawed is pronounced with the mouth open vertically like the word sought in English, saw, like an O sound. So the sad, it's a thick letter, it's a letter of whistling, safir. The characteristics, if we go through them inshallah, is that it has the humps. Humps means the flowing of air that comes out of your mouth when you pronounce it. As. It also has the rikhawa. Rikhawa means it is a letter that does not, it continues to resonate and does not stop sharply when pronouncing it. So we say ils, see how it continues. That's called rikhawat. The opposite of rikhawat is shidda. Shidda is when it stops sharply, such as ahad or ik. So the sad, it's a weak or soft letter. Also the sad is a letter of isti'ala. Isti'ala means pronouncing it with a thick sound, keeping the jaws open. So, ils, not it, ils. And four, it is itbaq. Itbaq is something more than just thickness. It's putting the tongue close to the roof of the mouth and closing the space inside of the mouth. There's only four letters of itbaq. Sad, dawd, daw, and law. They all have a very strong, thick sound to it. Ils, ils. It also has ismat, which is it's not of the super Arabic letters, the fluent Arabic letters that we'll talk about. And it has safir, as-safir, the whistling sound. Inshallah, we'll cover these characteristics at a later date, inshallah. It is incumbent so that we memorize the makhraj of the sa'ad, because it will change the meaning of many words if we don't pronounce it and guard its characteristics firmly. It is always pronounced thick. Here are some examples. The sad is thick, especially if there's a ta after. If the ta is thin, the sad is thick. So when we follow the sad by a thin letter, make sure to keep the sad thick. So here, harastum, harastum, not harastum, harastum. Also pronounce it clear when after it is a ta or a dal. For example, Ils-tawfa, and yus-dir, not yus-dir, yus-dir. The third one, watas-diya, be careful not to make the ta thick, watas-diya, it's surrounded by thin letters, but it's thick. Right, the ta is thin, the dal is thin, sad is thick. What else? The rule of the noon sakin. We know we have certain rules when you have noon sakin, followed by certain letters. The sad, when you have a noon sakin, followed by the sad, what happens to the noon? He hides in the space, that's right. So here's a few examples for us, inshallah. Fansurna. فَانْصُرْنَا. See how it's hiding in the sword? You know what surah this is in? فانصرنا سورة البقرة. The end of سورة البقرة. فانصرنا. The next one. وَنَمَنْ صَدَى. And the third one, we have the Tanween here. The Tanween is the two fathas.
عَمَنَوْ صَالِحَا.
Okay, that's called إِخْفَى. إِخْفَى of the noon ساكن and the صاد. And the last ayah for today, inshallah, the ميم ساكن is pronounced clearly when followed by the صاد. Here we see, for example, in the word عليهم صلوات. عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة. So here the meme is clear. عليهم صلوات. صلوات من ربهم. Here we have إدغام. صلوات من ربهم. إدغام of the noon and the mean. من ربهم. What is the rule here? Is it من ربهم or من ربهم?
من ربهم.
What is that called?
The noon ساكن.
Is that hiding?
Meme is, noon is hiding.
It's hiding in the Ra?
Yeah.
He is actually completely merged into the Ra.
Yeah.
More than Ikhfa is Idgham. When the noon is completely absorbed into the letter after it, this is called Idgham. Idgham means assimilation. So the noon is absorbed in the Ra. Mir Rabbihim. You don't even hear anything left of the noon. Mir Rabbihim. Wa Rahmah. So these are some examples, inshallah, for the Sawad, the thickness of the Sawad, inshallah ta'ala. Is there any questions on the Sawad before we go to the eyes, inshallah? Anybody have any questions on Sawad or the eyes here? Okay. No questions, inshallah? Okay. So that's about it. Yes.
Shadda.
The Shadda and the Sawad?
Do you pronounce it like bold? It's slightly pronunciation.
No, it doesn't have istifan. The dawd, the brother's asking, the dawd, when we have a shadda on the dawd or a sukun, we elongate it. For example, walal dawd. So what about sawd? For example, as-sirat. Do we have to elongate it? As-sirat? No. Just pronounce it two beats, like any other shadda. As-sirat. It's similar to the dawd in that it has itbaq. The mouth, the tongue is high up, and closing the space. So, right? It shares that quality, but it doesn't have the istifan, the elongation. Good question. Istifan is only in the dawd, only the rida has that. Any other questions? That's all? Okay. Inshallah, would you like to read? Who would like to start today?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حرستم.
Make sure you keep the tap thing. حرستم.
حرستم.
Okay, here, whenever you have a alif in the beginning, this is called hamzatul wasl. When there's no fatha or dhamma, you look at the third letter, and if the third letter is a fatha or a kasra, you make a kasra on it, on the first letter. So here we have the third letter is a fatha, so the alif in the beginning will have a kasra.
Isbafa.
Very good.
Yusbir.
Okay, good. Is the ra thin or thick?
Thick.
As a sukun, right? So you look at the letter before it, right? When you have the ra with a sukun, because we're stopping, you look at the letter before it. And the letter before it has a kasra. Yusbir. Right?
Yusbir.
Cool.
وَتَصْدِيَةَ.
Very good.
فَانْصُرْنَا.
Very good. Okay. Jazakum Achim. Am I word here? Rasim, you want to read?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Shadda Allah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Fa'ansurna.
Okay, you skip over the Hamza because it's in the middle of the word. Fa'ansurna.
Fa'ansurna.
Okay, but if you notice, the noon doesn't have a sukoon because it's going to be hiding in the slot. So not fan surna, fan surna.
Fan surna.
Fan surna.
Fan surna.
Now, don't press the tongue above the teeth. Just make the gunna sound. Fan surna.
Fan surna.
Good.
وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ.
Okay, same thing, hide the noon in the slot. Don't press, just make the nasal sound. وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ.
وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ.
وَلَمَنْ, don't press the noon, keep the tongue down. وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ.
وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ.
Good, good.
عَمَلًا
صَالِحًا. Okay, same thing. عَمَلًا صَالِحًا.
عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ.
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 Good. جزاكم الله خير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حرصتم أصطفى.
Okay, here the Hamza will have a kasra. There's a rule for this where you look at the third letter. The third letter has a fatha or a kasra. The aleph will have a kasra.
The third letter is fatha, no?
Yes. Well, when the third letter has a fatha, the aleph has a kasra.
Oh.
And if it has a kasra, it also has a kasra.
Oh.
If it has a dhamma, then the first letter will have a dhamma.
أصطفى.
إصطفى.
إصطفى.
نعم.
يصدر.
راستين. يصدر.
يصدر. وتصدية. فانصرنا.
Okay, a little bit more safir of whistling in the song. فانصرنا.
فانصرنا.
Very good.
وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ.
A little bit more safi. صَبَر. صَبَر.
وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ.
نعم.
عَمَلًا صَالِحًا.
Very good. Very good. How about you, a little boy, a little brother, maybe? Inshallah. He'll absorb the M, inshallah. Jazakallah. Inshallah.
عَمَلًا صَالِحًا.
Very good. نعم.
عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ.
نعم.
حَرَصْتُمْ.
Very good. نعم.
أَصْطَفَى.
إِصْطَفَى.
The reason why there's a kasra, do you know why? The third letter, right?
Third.
Yes, we look, this is, I know this is a common, if you have a kasra, a fatha or a kasra, it will always be kasra. It doesn't, it never has a fatha, only dhamma or kasra.
Actually, so the Quran we read, it shows the
fatha. They wrote it sometimes, okay. Yeah, idhab, for example, or ukhruj. The third letter has a dhamma, ukhruj. So then it will have a dhamma.
Is-tafa. Yusdir. Watasdiya.
Very good. Jazakum Allah khair. And I reward you. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakum Allah khair. Wala man
sabara.
Make a little bit more nasal sound. Wala man sabara.
Wala man sabara.
Good.
Wala man saliha. Ala man amalan saliha. عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة حرستم.
Try to make the sword a little bit thicker. حرستم.
حرستم.
Good.
اصطفى.
اصطفى.
Il-stafa.
Try to keep the tongue inside away from the zad. Il-stafa. Very good.
Yasdira. Yasdir.
Okay.
But yusdir.
Yusdir. Jazakallah khair, may Allah increase your knowledge, inshallah.
والتصبير
نعم
انصرنا
نعم
ولمن صبر.
Try to hide the name a little bit more. ولمن صبر.
ولمن صبر عمل صالح.
Okay, same thing, the tanween here, you hide it in the sword. Amalon saliha.
Amalon saliha. Saliha. Alayhim salavatim min rabbihim wa rahmah.
That's good. Inshallah. Jazakallah. Alaykum salam. Alaykum salam.
حرستم اصطفى.
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 Make the fat thin. The fat thin. اصطفى.
اصطفى.
Make the sword thick and the fat thin. اصطفى.
اصطفى.
Yes.
يصدر. وَتَصْدِيَ وَانْصُرْنَا.
Good.
وَلَا مَنْ صَبَرَ.
Hide the noon in the sword. وَلَا مَنْ صَبَرَ.
وَلَا مَنْ صَبَرَ.
Keep the tongue down away from the noon and just make the ghunna sound. Keep the tongue close to the sword. وَلَا مَنْ صَبَرَ.
وَلَا مَنْ صَبَرَ.
The noon is being clear here. You want to hide it. Keep the tongue close to the sod, the tip of the tongue. Wala man sabar.
Wala man sabar.
Okay. Sorry, inshallah. Is that about it?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Amalan salifa.
No.
عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة. حرستم.
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 Try to make the whistling sound صخير. Means the air, a little bit more air passing through. حرستم.
حرستم.
Yes.
اصطفى. Yus, yus, dir.
Yus, dir.
Yus, dir.
Try to let the air pass through the teeth like a whistle. Yus.
Yus, yus, dir.
Yus.
Yus, dir.
Exactly.
What?
Is that okay?
Watasdiya.
Watasdiya.
Watasdiya. Watasdiya.
Tas. Yes. Can you say yes?
Yes.
Yes.
It's
yes.
It's tough. Dear.
Good. Good. جزاكم الله خير. الله في خير في النهاية إن شاء الله. جزاك
الله
عليكم السلام.
فانصرنا ولا من صبر عملا صالحا عليهم صلوات من ربهم
من ربهم
ورحمة
Harastum.
I think how to whistle this line. S. Harastum.
Harastum.
Good.
Is Safa.
Is Safa.
Is Safa.
Is.
Is.
Is. Whistling sound like.
Is.
Yeah.
Is Safa. Yus. Dir.
Yus. Dir.
Yus. Dir.
It's not whistling.
Yus.
Like the sound of air coming out of the tire.
Yus. Yus. Dir. Watasdiya. Fansurna.
Hide the noon in the song.
Fansurna.
Try to make the noon, the sod sound, and the gunna, the nasal sound. Fansurna. Put the tongue close to the sod. Fansurna.
Fansurna.
Good. Okay, my mind award you, inshallah.
Wala man sabar amalan saliha alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahma.
Shadda on the mean salawatum min
عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة حرسكم اصطفى يصدر وتصدية فانصرنا.
Put the tongue closer to the makhraj of the sad when you make the ghunna.
فانصرنا.
ولمن
صبر عملا صالحا.
Very good. جزاكم الله. Any questions on the salt? Or any desires? Any questions? No? Okay, جزاكم الله خير. May Allah bless you with the Quran العظيم. صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.